Abby Emanuelson joining us here this morning. Abby, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
Not
bad. Did you get breakfast?
I did have a little bit of breakfast here today, and I would encourage a lot of people to do that. Unfortunately, that's a problem that some school children across the state do have. How big of a problem is hunger, school kids going hungry once they get into school each morning?
Yes, we know that 1 in 5 North Carolina kids are food insecure and are hungry, and 1 in 3 in some of our rural areas. So as we wrap up National School Breakfast Week today, we really just wanted to highlight the importance of a healthy breakfast for so many in North Carolina, just to get some food in their belly so they have a great day.
You mentioned breakfast. Is there a correlation between students who do eat breakfast and academic success?
Yes, that's where all the studies show. They really have great achievement in reading and math, score better on standardized tests, and it's better concentration and memory. You do better when you have food in your belly.
Where does North Carolina stand right now in terms of the amount of schools offering no-cost school meals through the community eligibility provision?
We know about 75% of our schools are drawing down federal funds to offer no-cost breakfast and school meals in their schools, but that's still about 600 schools that don't have free school meals for their whole school. And that's a real key part of this, is that breakfast shouldn't be dependent upon where a person lives or their family's income. We need to go ahead and get all school children fed.
You mentioned the 73% in the cases where that is not offered. Typically, is it in rural areas?
Actually, it's more in our more urban areas where we have that 73% is in more rural areas, but the other folks are more of our those right on the cusp of not qualifying for those federal dollars.
Are you hearing what you want to hear from elected leaders in the General Assembly as far as making more school meals available for children?
It's really early in the North Carolina General Assembly session, but we are getting some positive feedback from members, because so many families in North Carolina are a part of this coalition and are really energized about getting no-cost school meals so that we have a great students learning and moving forward, so that we have a strong North Carolina workforce that keeps North Carolina strong financially and physically, really, for our state as we move forward into the 21st century.
And you mentioned this is National School Breakfast Week. And what has School Meals for All NC Coalition done to highlight the role of nutrition in education this week?
We have worked with our schools to just highlight, and this is an opportunity to remind people that breakfast is so important for everyone, and encourage families and students to go ahead and try their school breakfast in their classroom, and highlighting some of those really innovative programs across our state. You know, breakfast isn't always just going through the cafeteria line in the school now. There's now breakfast in classrooms and grab-and-go kiosks, so that people can really grab something when have it in their hands, so they can have a breakfast and a healthy snack in the morning.
Absolutely, and it's something that is going on, and people are obviously trying to do what they can to help, especially with your group here. So after this week-long commemoration ends, what will School Meals for All North Carolina Coalition be doing in the future here to raise awareness?
We are pushing out a lot of good information similar to that we've shared today about the importance of school meals. And then we're going to continue advocating with our elected leaders about how important funding school meals is for our schools and for our families, in that they have an opportunity and know that when they send their kids to school, that they are getting a nutritious breakfast at no cost.
Abby Emanuelson, the Executive Director of North Carolina Alliance for Health, which oversees the School Meals for All NC Coalition. Abby, thank you so much for joining us here. Hope you had a wonderful breakfast this morning.
I did. Thank you.
No problem at all. We'll talk again soon. Take care.
Thank you, you too.